Well, good morning to you. Today is July the 16th, 2012. This is Daily Worship. I'm so glad you're here with us this morning. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'll be leading us in worship today. Today is a special day for my family. Today on July 16th is my mom and dad, their 30th wedding anniversary. So I want to say congratulations to them. The 30th wedding anniversary. In today's time, that's quite a feat because it doesn't seem like it happens that often. You know, and this is a sad reality, but I think about the rest of my family, my distant relatives, everybody that is connected with my family. I can't think of one other person or couple besides my parents that have not been affected by a divorce personally, that has not been a part of their life. You know, and I'm sure that in a lot of our families, this is probably true. I think it speaks for us as a culture and as a society and even as believers. I think of our understanding of what a covenant means today. I think we've lost that. I love what it says in Jeremiah 31 this morning. And speaking of covenants, this is the Lord's covenant to us today. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. I want to read this morning. It says this: "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their hearts I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again, each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." That's Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. And as I read this, these are some of the things that I see that have been promised to us in this new covenant. Number one, that we will all know God. That we will all know God as believers. That He has made a way for us to know Him intimately and personally. Number two, that our sin will be forgiven and forgotten. For every believer, that our sin will be remembered no more, that it is cast as far as the east is from the west by the blood of Jesus. And number three, and the law will be within us and written on our hearts. The law will be within us and it will be written on our hearts. You know, today as a believer in Jesus, as a follower of Christ, the Holy Spirit lives within you. He guides you into all truth today. So these three things: we will all know God, our sin will be forgiven and forgotten, and the law will be within us and written on our hearts. You know, these are not things that are said haphazardly. These are not things that are said flippantly. These things are said by a mighty God to you this morning. To you. The Lord promises to you forever that you shall know Him, that your sins will be no more, and that He has written His law, He has written His ways upon your heart. The God of the universe has made that covenant with you this morning. Doesn't that humble you? Isn't that almost frightening to think about? That our Lord, the creator of the universe, the one who holds everything together and in His hands, has done that for you today. He's made a way. Jesus, we come before you today. Thank you for the covenant that you have made with us. Thank you that you have made a way for us to know you in your fullness, Jesus. Thank you that our sins are washed away completely. Lord, thank you that your Spirit lives within us. That you guide us into all truth every day. You remind us of what you have spoken. You empower us. Lord, this week as we start out this week on a Monday, Lord, you empower us to do your will here on this earth. Lord, you give us the ability to hear your voice and to obey you. Lord, you bring us joy in your presence today. Lord, we respond to you this morning with a response of praise and worship. Lord, and of all of what you have done and for who you are. Lord, you have made your covenant with us. We love you today, Lord. Let's sing this out this morning together. You stood before creation. You stood before creation. Eternity in your hand. You spoke the earth into motion. My soul now to stand. You stood before my failure. You stood before my failure and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders. My soul now to stand. What can I say? What could I say?
Completely to you.
offer up the salt, but offer this heart, oh God, completely to you, to you. Scripture in the same chapter in Jeremiah 31, it says that I have loved you with an everlasting love, that I have drawn you with my loving kindness. That is what the Lord does for us today. Lord, thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness. Thank you for loving us with a covenant love. Lord, like nothing we have experienced before or will ever experience again. Lord, is your love toward us. Lord, I pray this morning that you would, Lord, remind us of your covenant with us today. Lord, as we go throughout our day, as we go to work, as we go to school, as we're at home, whatever we're doing, Lord, we know that we are secure in you, that your love is for every area of our life. Lord, that you make yourself known to your people and that you're doing so right now. Lord, guide us by your Holy Spirit today. We give ourselves to you for your glory, for your purposes. Lord, and to know you. Lord, we want to know you more today. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.